At last, the Constitution is finished. But if a super-duper big tragedy happens, this entire document goes out the window. Said no founding father ever. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Is that tax money that the Fed is spending?
It's not tax money. We simply use the computer to mark up the size of the account.
Is that tax money that the Fed is spending?
It's not tax money. We simply use the computer to mark up the size of the account.
Is that tax money that the Fed is spending?
It's not tax money. We simply use the computer to mark up the size of the account.
Oh!
I want to do that to my bank account.
Can I? I need more zeros, apparently. Yeah. I don't have enough zeros. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. Boy, do I have a treat for you today. And when I say treat, I mean it's scary. And I know how scary all this is. It's much easier, actually, for me personally to tell you about it than it is to digest it, doing this on the radio. To tell you the truth, I'm just being honest. It's scary. And I really want to talk about what's going on in our economy. And let me tell you, I'm going to be playing a short video from Greg Mannarino that talks today. This video went up today. What's interesting is this went up, and it was right after I did all my notes last night for the show today, looking at the bill that they're trying to pass, the fake fight between the left and right. I want to get into that. I want to get into how they're going to pay these payments to everybody. This is really vitally important that you need to know. And also, we've been talking about this now for weeks, the digital money scheme. And let me just say, as I go through some of this bill today with you, you're just going to shake your head. You're going to shake your head, I promise you. I got a lot of good stuff. Uncle Milty's with me. How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah. This is some trying times, and we're getting promised some very strange things right now coming our way, like 30% unemployment, which is higher than the Great Depression time. I think that was like 24, 25, 26% unemployment.
Wow.
So here we go. I want to play Gregory Mannarino because now he's out of Las Vegas, and they call him this is the guy you want to listen to when it comes to the stock market. And I know a lot of you are feeling the pinch and the fear about this. So I want to play this for you, and I really do. I'm trying to get him scheduled on the show to come on live, and we'll do that. But I thought he had such great pertinent information for today because you saw an upswing. Right.
Yeah.
He predicted this. And so his predictions, he's right on about 90% of the time. And he also said silver's about to go through the roof.
Really?
Yeah. So this is Gregory Mannarino from TradersChoice.net. I suggest you give him a listen on YouTube. He's got a lot of great videos, and also his website, Traders with an S, TradersChoice.net. And here he is talking about the financial situation right now. Whoops. Oh, sorry.
As I'm doing this video blog, stocks are set for a significant rebound here at the open. Stock futures are pointing towards an over 900-point gain for the Dow Jones Industrial Average. However, with the 10-year yield below 1% and crude oil, which is catching a really nice bid here, but still remains very low, about $24 a barrel. Let's see if the stock market can hold these gains even through the rest of the day, over the next few days. We haven't had back-to-back gains in this market in quite a while. Market sold off yesterday, minus 600 with regard to the Dow. We've seen this before here. Here's the deal. The Federal Reserve is buying everything, including ETFs, exchange-traded funds. The Federal Reserve is also buying the stock market. They're picking mega-cap companies, and they're pouring cash into them because of their market cap. Again, if they can boost the company, let's say like Boeing, okay, like they did yesterday, it's going to tend to pull the market with it. But let's see, again, how this plays out moving forward. It's interesting. Gold and silver are up by almost 7%. Crude oil, like I said, is up. Cryptocurrencies higher across the board. It's only a matter of time before Bitcoin breaks 10,000 again. in my view. Look, the most simple thing, I mean, I break this down, I believe, or I'd like to believe, for all of you, to its root cause and what we need to do. You need to be in an anti-debt unit. As the Federal Reserve is dollarizing the world by design, all by design, they're dollarizing the world to issue in, again, this one world government, this new world order, this one world currency. That's what they're looking to do here. And every world leader is playing right into it. Again, all of them. It's all by design. We know what came out of the mouth of Federal Reserve President Bullard. This is deliberate. This has been all planned. It's all orchestrated. And again, we burned through the President Donald Trump hyper bubble. We still have to deal with the Obama bubble. That's the truth. But again, there's things going on in this market we've never seen. The Federal Reserve is pumping trillions of dollars per hour into this market and funneling dollars around the world. And I really don't understand why this $2 trillion stimulus package that they're trying to push through Congress here is, I mean, that's what maybe is driving stock futures here. $2 trillion? We're doing $2 trillion every 6 hours with regard to what the Federal Reserve is doing. So it just doesn't seem natural to me. I think sincerely, this is the Fed in here. They're buying futures contracts. They said they're buying everything. Okay, so we have to realize that the Federal Reserve is driving everything right now. But the real question is it enough? I don't personally think it's enough. It's just ridiculous. $2 trillion stimulus? I don't think a $200 trillion stimulus would help in this environment here. They know we are running out of liquidity. This is why the Federal Reserve has gone absolutely super beyond hyper parabolic with regard to buying assets across the board. And again, funneling dollars to central banks around the world so they can buy assets too, to dollarize the world. Gold is responding positively. Like I said, we knew this was gonna happen. I told you exactly how it would play out. Gold, silver, and cryptos are falling under pressure as the market sold off, margin calls. Then they were going to turn around. We saw the same thing in 08. A lot of effort here by the Fed, I think. And this is the Fed and the Wall Street banks that run the Fed. Do you realize in order for the Fed to go away, we'd have to take down the largest banks in the world? And I'm still getting emails about that. Greg, you don't know what you're talking about. Donald Trump is going to win here. He's taking down the Fed, really? Let's see him take down the biggest banks in the world. The Wall Street banks run the Fed. Let's see. Who do you think is stronger? The Wall Street banks who run everything, including the Fed, or one man, or a group of men, or a group of men and women. It just ain't happening. But some people are still stuck in that delusion. But that's okay. They're going to come around here, and I hope they join us. I really do. You know, we have one shot here. Let me outline this real quick. I had called for REVOLUTION. You can't say that word anymore. It's a no-no. But REVOLUTION, it's going to happen, I think, when this really gets even worse than it is. Again, we are seeing something hideous unfold here, the merger of corporations and a government, the new America. And just to push this point home, Steve Mnuchin yesterday, I can't get over it, that he's asking Congress for a blank check, and he's asking to be allowed to not disclose the names of the companies that are being nationalized for at least 6 months. You know, I want to leave you off with that because I want to know what you think that's all about. What do you think it's all about? Why is Steve Mnuchin asking for a blank check? We understand that, all right? That's all part of the new America here to nationalize everything. But why do you think he wants to keep, Steve Mnuchin wants to hide the names of the corporations that are being nationalized from you for at least 6 months? What's behind it? I really want to know what you think. All right, look, I'm out of here. Got to go. Keep your
All right, so
your yield below 1%. Crude oil, again, although it's getting a nice, nice bid here, still real low. Let's see if this market holds these gains out of the gate. We saw what happened yesterday. Stock futures were pointing towards like a 500 or 600 point gain, and the market opened negative. Right, opening bell went off, boom. So I don't know what's going on here. I think the market's going to have a hard time holding on to these gains unless the Fed is literally pumping hundreds of trillions. It would have to be in the hundreds of trillions of dollars into the futures market, into buying ETFs, which they've admitted they're doing, and buying the market, buying the large cap companies. All right, with that said, love you a lot.
All right, that was Greg Mannarino. And you might want to check him out. I think he's really great. And he might have said some stuff that just makes you uncomfortable and you don't like to hear. And I don't know. We're just here to kind of go through everything so that we can understand where we're at. What'd you think of what he was talking about?
I think it sounds really dangerous. That's what I think.
Yeah.
Really dangerous.
Well, you're not wrong. So
and maybe in a good way, mm-hmm. dangerous, because what it sounds like is the globalists are going all in.
Yep.
They're going all in to save their globalist.
Right. Right. I saw this last night, and this was from Bullard over the Federal Reserve, and he said, "This is a planned, organized, partial shutdown of the U.S. economy in the second quarter." Did you see planned and organized in that sentence? Planned and organized partial shutdown. Then he said, "The overall goal is to keep everyone, households and businesses, whole with government support. It's a huge shock, and we're trying to cope with it and keep it under control." Okay, so when I saw this, of course, that's a little nerve-wracking, isn't it? And the planned and organized, that's more than interesting. But I want to come back and I want to talk about how they plan to pay you the money in this bill and what's in the bill. Because I get out of the right left, you know, the Dems are stopping it. Where's the Republic? Because this is all you're going to see from the politicians is this fight going on over the bill. That is a distraction. It's a total distraction from the bill itself. And that's something that we all have to recognize that we get kind of locked into is those Dems. Is there a lot of pork in this bill? Oh, geez, I don't think they could pack anything else into this bill. It's covering everything known to man and gobs of money. Where's the money going? You're going to need to know this when we come back. KateDalyRadio.com, The Kate Daly Show, KateDalyRadio.com. Be right back.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I think I've turned a corner in not having so much fatigue. That was my initial problem, was I was just tired all the time. So I think it's helping me with that. I think it's a whole lot better as a supplement than a lot of other products. Basically, you heal from the cellular level up. That's why nutrition is so important. Having whole foods is very important for health. I really think that it's been helping me overall.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code KATE.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need fun.
That's what I want.
That's what I want.
That's what I want.
That's what I want.
Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. Make sure you get over to balanceofnature.com. Order up, you guys. This is something that you can do right now for your health. You're probably all sitting around the house and on house arrest. See, when people are sick, you put them in quarantine. But when you put healthy people in their homes. That's called the lockdown. I know that the fun language, shelter in place, and, you know, a soft ask, and all of these weird, weird new 1984 language speaks we have going on right now. But, you know, the nation's in a lockdown and businesses are forced to close. That's a lockdown. That isn't a quarantine. I mean, we're quarantining the nation by locking them down. Healthy people, not okay. Go to Balance of Nature. Order up. It is, put the code in Kate, K-A-T-E, and get 35% off, and you can get free shipping. You got to do it. This is a great supplement. You can be taking this every day, 31 fruits and vegetables. You name it, it's in it. And a wonderful fiber drink is just incredible. And it tastes good. It tastes good. But this is the product I like, and I'm telling you, you should have it in your arsenal anyway. You should have it in your food storage. You should have it anyway. So let's, balanceofnature.com, fantastic product. So I want to go back into this. So where is the bill at? we've got some bills, you know, they're saying they're close, and it's, they're going to be in talks, you know, this week, but it's close. It's going to go, right? These bills.
That's what bailout. They say. They say that it's close. Right. The president last night said he thought he had it the night before.
Mm-hmm.
And at the last minute, they came up. The Democrats tried to put something in there that the president said, look, that's not what this bill is about.
Yeah.
This bill is not about, and I don't remember exactly what he said, but it was things that you wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
Expect the government to pay for.
Right, right.
That they wanted him to pay for.
Yeah.
I think there was an increase in the amount of education they were going to pay for or something like that.
Yeah.
That they tried to throw
in. There's everything in
here.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the entire federal budget's in there.
Yeah. So $2.5 trillion coronavirus bill. Okay, but it's actually more than that. So let's get into this. So Greg Mannarino, who I just played from him, what happened today with the stock market, what's going on, and get it on podcast if you later after the show, you can share that. But the as he said, as the markets continue to drop and the U.S. looks to Congress on agreement of this massive stimulus package to save the economy from the impacts of the coronavirus pandemic, with only 500 deaths in the entire nation and 1,000 serious cases. The newest offer by the Democrats includes this forward-looking kind of stimulus. Don't you love how they say forward-looking kind of stimulus?
Yeah.
The creation of the digital dollar. This was from Forbes, I'm sorry. Digital dollar and the establishment of digital dollar wallets. And it's going to send a shockwave through the cryptocurrency and blockchain industry, particularly for those following central banking digital currencies. Greg actually talks about that a lot, the digital currency coming, because the everything is getting bought right now, okay? And the signals, this kind of signals the U.S. in a serious, in establishing infrastructure for a central bank digital currency. What did my guest last week say, Patrick Wood? And what have we been saying for weeks? This was being done. It wasn't COVID. It's this.
Yep.
So, Pelosi, Take Responsibility for Workers and Families Act. I just want to punch her. Anyway, and the Financial Protections and Assistance for American Consumers, State Businesses, and Vulnerable Populations Act. I can't even say that in a breath. H.R. 6321, introduced by, of course, the dipwad Maxine Waters of Financial Services Committee. They put her on a Financial Services Committee. She can't even tie her shoes. Introduced these concepts as a way of delivering the economic stimulus payments to U.S. citizens. Don't you love how Forbes is selling this? Okay. So together with what I said that Bullard said, this is a planned, organized, partial shutdown. Okay. This is from the Fed coming out, the Federal Reserve, which is not federal at all, just the Federal Reserve, of the U.S. economy in the second quarter. So this was from Yahoo News, and this is what I got last night. Jeez. So we've been saying digital currency, right? Here's the article. To help bolster the American economy amid the COVID pandemic, the Federal Reserve could utilize digital wallets and a digital dollar to provide qualified individuals, quote unquote, that just means being a resident, by the way, in the bill, with, a citizen, with payments. The passing of the draft legislation, legal adults would receive $2,000 for adults, $1,000 per child. This is what Yahoo Finance was reporting. And the bills are called the Financial Protections and Assistance for America. The title goes on and on. But anyway, neither bill specifies, you're going to love this. Neither bill specifies the use of any type of digital currency initiative, but... But according to the report, the bills indicate the term digital dollar shall mean a balance expressed as a dollar value consisting of digital ledger and entries that are recorded as liabilities in the accounts of any Federal Reserve Bank, an electronic unit of value redeemable by any eligible financial institution as determined by the Board of Governors to the Federal Reserve. The Fed would be in control of the digital wallets. The Fed would be in control of the digital wallets. It's a pass-through digital dollar wallet per the draft bills as cited by the outlet. Okay? And have you ever seen a digital money ledger description before? Do you remember when the stimulus money, did you ever remember seeing this? Because this is the focus of the whole article. Is a description, kind of like a legalese, of how they're going to distribute these monies. And people were wondering why they wanted to bolster up the post offices with $20 billion. Do you know why? There are machines going into the post offices for these digital wallets. And they'd really like it if they could just kind of kick bank accounts to the curb and do everything on this little digital ledger. When we're talking ledger, we're talking about blockchain, right? We've done many shows on blockchain.
That's what it is.
Okay. And this is where every transaction goes up on the global blockchain, and anyone can see it. Any transaction you do, you give money to a friend on Venmo, you get a paycheck, you know, not that everybody would be because there's billions of transactions.
Right. And okay. It's coded in ways.
Yes, yes. And for the last 5 years, so people were asking me, I know, when is this starting? Oh, dear.
How many years ago?
For the last 5 years, these companies have been growing all these digital wallets all over the world. They've been very, very busy in China, very busy in South America, very busy all over the place. PayPal's been very busy. So recent news stories from payments.com. Now, keep in mind, before I launch into this, your payments from the Fed, okay, would be a situation where you have to register for that money, okay? Your information, you're registering for this money, and it comes on a digital currency from the government. Now, this is built in to all the first paragraphs, the first subsection of the bill that everyone's clamoring to get through. And it's a huge description. I'll get there in a moment, because digital currency is really what COVID was all about from the beginning. You guys that are social distancing and all this, it's absolutely asinine. They've got, I feel like a trained monkey. Don't you feel like a trained monkey? Okay, so here we go. Alibaba, on why the U.S. is the testing ground for global B2B e-commerce. About one-third of Alibaba's buyer base stemming from the United States, North America, is a critical market for B2B e-commerce platform. And now the company is expanding its international reach to enable North American B2B vendors on the portal as well. And so it talks about this and also talks about China's e-wallet service. It's called Ant, as in ants on the ground. Ant Financial. And they've been quietly taking a very significant share of the Vietnamese e-wallet called eMonkey. So you got Ant Financial, you got FinTech, you've got e-commerce, these e-commerce companies, you've got all kinds of different names. But really and truly, they've been growing this for really the last 5 years has been kind of been the, you know, crux of this. But Mercado Libre, okay, where does Libre sound familiar? Facebook. Facebook money, Facebook digital currency, Libra that they're trying to pass through. The Chinese firm has invested in 160 different firms for e-wallet. And e-wallet partners had roughly 1.2 billion users worldwide as of June of last year. And the new services will include money withdrawal and open line credit options. And Mercado alone in, Spanish version has over 220 million users through 7 countries in Latin America. And it wants to grow its credit offerings to reach new customers. And PayPal, early last year, invested $750 million into them. Citigroup announced a partnership with PayPal, allowing Citi's institutional clients to make payments to their own customers' PayPal digital wallets. The underbanked population of the world, they say, is declining. Hundreds of millions of people don't have a traditional bank account. So either by choice or due to a lack of access, they say, to traditional banking services, they're here to save the day with e-wallet. And the rise in smartphone availability. See, you're too poor to have a bank account, but you got a smartphone. So the rise in smartphone availability makes access to a digital wallet like PayPal far more accessible, and this is accelerating the transition of receiving some form of payment and then trying to turn that into usable funds. But what the problem with all of this is that it's the tracking. It's the accounting. You can't spend, you can't do anything without the government knowing exactly what you're doing and controlling it. What did the Yahoo article say? The feds control this e-wallet. And how are they rolling it out? They're giving all of you money. And when you get money, you want to sign up for the service, right? Because, hey, you're getting some cash. It's a great way to get people into this. And so businesses that need to pay consumers with bank accounts, fumbling, you know, this is, I'm not joking you, this is the article, fumbling with bank account details and sorting codes leaves significant room for error, Uncle Milty. And time wasted, all those checks and having a checking account. Who wants that?
So have to balance it every month.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. It's such a pain. So sending a check means liability remains on the corporate balance sheet, okay? And what's very fascinating about this is that you've got a situation where that dirty cash, that, you know, you don't want cash. You'll see your city. I don't care where you live right now. They're cutting back on the use of cash. They're going to credit. The cities are doing this. Okay. They're telling you, my own governor said this. My own governor said, don't use that cash. It's transmitting disease. In China, they're burning cash to show people that the rollout of the yuan in digital currency in January amidst the COVID, that this was the new way to do things. In fact, they even said Corona speeding it up. How fortunate for them. And so who wants a nasty old bank account in cash when you can just have e-wallet? And what's interesting, too, is what I kept thinking about was, do you remember the predictions with Dr. Day and him talking about what this turns into back in 1969? It was interesting what he had to say about this. And I'll give you a couple sentences from that, because if you thought that he was out there when he said this back in 1969, he was the medical director for Planned Parenthood giving a speech to doctors. Man, you'll be able to see it now with this. But when I come back, I want to tell you what's in the bill and who's getting a ton of money out of this. What world group is getting a ton of money siphoned to them continuously in the form of billions upon billions upon billions of dollars under this COVID bill? And we're transferring our wealth. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Hi there. Welcome back. Kate Daly Show. I've got Uncle Milty with me. We're talking about the digital money. They are really introducing this. There's a huge section in this new bill that the Democrats and the Republicans are fighting over. That's a fake fight. It's to get you to not look at what's in the bill. And you were just looking at something, Uncle Milty. Did you want to describe that?
I was on traderschoice.net. There's a ticker of the cryptocurrencies.
Okay.
And their statistics right now. I had no idea this had gotten this big. I remember when Bitcoin started.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's huge.
There's 523 companies, cryptocurrencies out there.
Yeah.
The vast majority are showing that they're gaining in value. They're going green. They're going up. Mm-hmm. Very few are red.
Yeah. Very interesting.
Yeah, it is. So everything's becoming worth more. Some of the smaller ones are the ones that are... But Bitcoin is still the biggest by far. This chart...
And he was projecting it to go pretty high.
Yeah, this ticker chart will tell you how many coins they have, how many are available for sale, how many have been traded. Right. It's really interesting.
Awesome. Okay, Trader's Choice with an S. Trader's choice.net. Okay. Yep. Also, I wanted to go back to Richard Day, what he said in 1969, because this is very intriguing with what's going on right now. They're going to make the payouts of the money for COVID in an e-wallet, and they haven't ever done this. Usually they just send you a check.
Right.
You go cash it at your bank.
Well, it shows up in your bank account.
Yeah,
too.
Or you can do direct deposit. This is different. This is different. This is digital currency on a ledger, and they're telling you this because it's even in the bill.
Well, that's going to force you to sign up for an e-wallet.
Yes. Yes, and this is why the post office money is because the $20 billion there, because they will have machines there. So if you're wondering about that, so this is what Richard Day said back in 69, real quick. He said, inflation is infinite. You can put an infinite number on zeros after any number and put the decimal points where you want. What was my opening clip? Bernanke saying that, you know, you just add zeros. Okay,
yep.
Whatever. So as an indication that inflation is a tool of the controllers, money would become predominantly credit. Now, when he was saying all of this, he was saying that this wasn't a prediction. This was basically well-laid plans, and they were going to do this. It was just a matter of time, and they already had this in the works, and this was in 1969 that he said this. So this wasn't like something that was in 1969 back then with digital money, okay? But this is what he said. Money would become predominantly credit. It was already, money is primarily a credit thing, but the exchange of money would be not cash or palpable things, but electronic credit signals. And people would carry money only in the very small amounts for things like chewing gum and candy bars, just pocket sort of things. And any purchase of a significant amount would be done electronically. And earnings would be electronically entered into your account, and it would be a single banking system run by, you know, of course, run by the feds, mm-hmm. may have an appearance of being more than one, but ultimately and basically it'd be one single banking system that you, when you got paid, your pay would be entered for you into your account balance. And then when you purchased anything at the point of purchase, it would be deducted from your account balance, and you would actually carry nothing with you. Also, computer records could be kept on whatever it was you purchased, so that if you're purchasing too much of a particular item or some official wanted to know what you were doing with your money, they could go back and review your purchases and determine what you were buying. And there'd be a statement that any purchase of significant size, like an automobile, a bike, a refrigerator, a TV, a radio, or whatever, might have some sort of identification on it so it could be traced, so that very quickly anything that was given was either given away or stolen, whatever, authorities would be able to establish who purchased it and when, and computers would allow this to happen. So the ability to save, and this is important, the ability to save money would be greatly curtailed, because people would not just be able to save any considerable amount of wealth. There'd be a statement of recognition of wealth. It represents power and wealth in the hands of a lot of people that it's not good for, the people in charge. So if you have too much, you might be taxed for that. And the more you save, the higher tax rate on your savings. So your savings could never really get very far. And if you showed a pattern, they might say you're making too much money, you're saving too much, and do a pay cut. So keep that in mind, because that was kind of an interesting, I was thinking about this when I was looking at the digital money. Now in the bill, this is what it says in the bill, okay? It says digital dollar. This is in the first part of this huge monster $1 trillion nightmare that Pelosi put together with everything but the kitchen sink in it. It says digital dollar. The term digital dollar shall mean a balance expressed at the dollar value consisting of a digital ledger entries are recorded as liabilities in the accounts of any Federal Reserve Bank, an electronic unit of value redeemable by any eligible financial institution as determined by the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve, and digital wallet. There's a whole section describing what Yahoo Finance described in my last segment, all about pass-through digital dollar wallet. And so this isn't like putting cash on a card and giving it to you. It's a whole different system. And this is what you need to know. The other thing that I found really intriguing about this bill, and it drew my attention instantly, was Section 406, International Financial Institutions. And we are in the 19th replenishment of the resources of the International Development Association, the money that goes to the IMF. This is basically the UN, the IMF, they're all the same, in the same animal, okay? So the 19th replenishment, man, we've been through 19 of these. They actually announced that they wanted to reexamine doing the newest 19th replenishment in October 19th, okay? They said they wanted to do this. And so in the bill, in this monster bill that everyone's begging it to go through, This actually replenishes this in huge amounts of money. Huge amounts of money. There, in fact, I think it was up to like $95 billion that goes over to the IMF. But that's really not all, because they get money from in different ways as well on top of this bill that they're passing. So this is without fiscal year limitation. $3 billion for payment by the Secretary of the Treasury, and all of these funds continuously going over to the African Development Fund Act. That's where a lot of this money's been going and all the replenishments before. Okay. And then, of course, there's lots of sections that you can go to. It's section 406. And it talks about all the money in different amounts that's going to go over $8 billion. And then it talks about again to the United States subscription to the bank over there. You've got all this funding going to the IMF. What was also really intriguing, because there's so many amounts, like $7 billion, $8 billion. I mean, it really adds up, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. And each line kind of has a different amount attached to it that goes directly to the IMF. So basically taking our wealth and transferring it to the IMF continuously in larger and larger and larger amounts. But what I'm saying is there was even, now, is it a typo or is it not a, is it a deliberate typo? Because when you look at the numbers, you know, it's 3, 3 zeros, 3 zeros, 3 zeros. But in one of the subsections, it had 4 zeros in one of the between commas. It was really weird. Because then if you move that, if that bill goes through and it was just a typo or it wasn't a typo, then we're looking at 30, right? Not 3, 30. Mm-hmm. It was really weird because I've never seen that. I've looked at a lot of bills in my career. I've never seen a typo like that, where it gave 4 zeros instead of 3. So I wanted to kind of describe that. Now, the bill is really scary because it's got lots of money going everywhere for everything you can imagine. Now, this is why in the news you're seeing a lot of the conservatives go, well, wait a minute. This is everything but the kitchen sink. How can you? And it's, they're right. They're looting America right now and calling it COVID money. But I think you keep your eye on the new digital currency that they've announced in this bill, and they go to a great lengths in a lot of sections to describe it. I'm just giving you the quick snippet. And then also the money that's being hijacked by the IMF, okay? And the looting that we're looting Americans, and we're sending over all this money, this funny money over there too as well. So a planned thing. Now, what does that mean? When the Federal Reserve came out and said this was planned and organized, they want all of you and businesses, because a lot of money is going into business. In fact, in this bill, so much money. In fact, from 2009, they upped it 10 times the amount to go to small business. 10 times the amount, you guys. And they even say, we swapped out 2009 language and put this in there. They also did no appraisals for the inside of a structure for a new loan. Uncle Milty, why would they do that? No appraisals, just an exterior photo. That jacks with the real estate market, does it not?
Well, totally controls the real estate market by what they're willing to loan.
That's also in the bill. You don't have to go inside the house. You can just have a picture of the house and you can say what it's worth.
Yep.
What do you think led to a lot of the problems going into the financial crisis with real estate?
Yep.
That's also inside this bill. I know. So what is the plan here? Well, the plan here is to try to, for you to know that they would like you to get very, very used to government assistance with your business and very used to government assistance as a person. And it's this introduction. And will this be this case tomorrow? I mean, are we looking at it, you know, this kind of dependent? No, this will take a little bit. You might get a little reprieve this summer and fall. You might think things are back to normal. They are very much not back to normal because of the introduction of the way they're doing all this money. And we talked about this for the last 3 weeks. We said it's not COVID. COVID's just the cover story. This is what's actually going on right now. And they've been working on this for years. It's just an uptick in the last 5 years. Do you guys remember when I talked about an article, and this was a while ago, William Engdahl's article? And it was all about how the Fed is preparing to topple the U.S. dollar based on a meeting in August with the Bank of England, with all the banks, right? And they basically came out and said they had to have a depression, a big crisis, in order to implement, you got it, the new digital currency. Do you guys remember when we talked about this? Because I brought this up on the show and I said, ooh, something's really strange about this coming in. And Carney was proposing at this meeting in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, with all the money interest, that the IMF oversee the creation of new payments infrastructure based on the international stable coin. And he was referring to private Libra, which, you know, clearly states a new synthetic hegemonic currency would be the best provided by the public sector, perhaps through a network of central bank digital currencies. And he's a former Goldman Sachs guy, and he was mentioning that as a leading candidate to replace Christine Lagarde as IMF head, remember her 5 years ago? She said she wanted to overhaul how we made money in the world. Not she wanted to do away with capitalism, make it the enemy, and do a government controlled currency, not based on any of the same values as capitalism. She said that. She actually said that. So in the Carney speech, he was talking about, in central bank language, it was a roadmap of controlling the world banking. And the world reserve role of the U.S. dollar must end, and it would be replaced, this is clear back in September, you guys, with some form of IMF SDR as basis for a multi-currency reserve. And that, in turn, would ultimately be based on digital money, so-called blockchain currencies. You see, they'll keep using the word ledger. That's what that means, blockchain. Hmm. Such currencies, he said, WilliamEngdahl.com, by the way, make no mistake, would be completely controlled by central bank authorities and the IMF. And that would require their often proposed elimination for all cash in favor of digital money, where every cent we spend can be monitored by the state. And this cashless society would also set the stage for a great financial crisis and confiscation of governments, of ordinary citizens' bank deposits under new bank bail-in laws now on the books since 2014. When I say that we have just so been conned, and this system, and what you'll see today is people angry that the Democrats are standing in the way. They're creating a fight. They're making a fight look like something real. They're going to pass this bill with all the pork in it, okay? Regardless, both sides of the same coin, you guys. They created a fight so that you fight to get the money. And with the money comes all the strings of the new digital currency and dependency on our government and eventual capitalism not being there. So they were even, Federal Reserve was even saying 30% unemployment coming. And like I said, in the Depression, it was 25-26%.
Well, in all fairness, Kate,
yeah,
we will have the highest standard of living of any group of slaves in the history of the world.
Thank you. Thank you for that. Okay. That's uplifting. I hate to say, you know, no hope here, because we're just seeing this take place and more people need to know about this. This is a big deal.
It is.
It is a big deal. Huge. A lot of money going to vaccines. Got to be really careful. Do not. I would never put one of their vaccines in my body. Not you. You couldn't even pay me. So I'm just telling you, it's vaccines, it's cashless society, all kinds of stuff. Hey, there was even an article, remember how I said we were at war with Iran? There was even an article today talking about that, them noticing this as well. Are we doing a soft coup, regime change on Iran? Oh, you bet we are. Yeah. Anyway, I'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show. There's so much more to this story. I'll be right back.